good wintry morning, and I've got right off the bat an opportunity for you to think about a fireside chat. Now, doesn't that sound quite appealing this morning, the way things are outdoors? So let's hear about what's coming up at Foes Hall and a nice warm fireside chat.
Local art connoisseur Kathleen Guess will dive into the works of Italian Maurizio Catalan during Fireside Chat, sponsored by Foes Hall Community Arts Foundation, February 25th at 7 p.m. Guess will lead an art talk on the topic of the popular and controversial Catalan, known for satirical and provocative sculptures taken freely from real-world objects and gestures. Join Guess and the CAF to learn how Catalan challenges social norms and art institutions, often blending humor with sharp cultural critique. Fireside Chat begins at 7 p.m. February 25th at Foes Hall.
Well, based on the weather we're going to have over the next few days, that Fireside Chat sounds like a pretty appealing option. Things will be cleared up by next week, and you can get over to Foes Hall and join in that wonderful opportunity that they make available here in the community for cultural events. Well, I don't know how many of you have stuck your toe outside this morning, but clearly we have a lot of snow out there, a significant snowfall event. However, maybe not quite what had been predicted in some places. I know looking around the internet this morning, a lot of snow in different places. I haven't been out to do the road report today. I'll try to get out a little later and do something in Crittenden County, but I do know that the interstates are passable. There's a lot of snow on these side roads, obviously, like it always is, and it will be for a couple of days anyway, maybe longer in some places because the weather's going to be so cold. I had just under 4 inches at my house. I know there was more snow in different places again, but going to be a rough couple of days probably as far as getting around, getting to the grocery store. You know, we want to applaud those folks who are out there and having to get to work this morning. It's going to be difficult travel. And I want to tell you a little story about someone called me last night, and I tried to get a hold of the girls that work at the Dollar General store. But it's my understanding, based on secondhand information, that some of the gals that worked there at the Dollar General store in the south side of Marion knew they had to be at work this morning. So last night they slept on air mattresses in the back room just so they would be sure and be there for you as you show up needing staples in this obvious difficult weather. So, you know, remember those folks who go the extra mile, and we really appreciate them. I don't know their names, just someone called me. I tried to call at the store last night and didn't get an answer. Just, again, just remember all those people. This is a difficult time for everyone. Snow is beautiful, but it's also troublesome. So be careful. If you have to be out, if you don't have to be out, stay home and let the crews get these roads cleaned off, and maybe in a few hours things will improve. But right now we have a big pile of snow out there, folks. And for those of you who have already read your Crittenden Press this week, you know that Crittenden County native, 38-year-old Matt Collins, who is a graduate of Crittenden County High School, is going to appear in some episodes of Chicago Fire, an NBC series that's pretty popular. Matt played some football here at Crittenden County. He was a pretty good baseball player, too. He actually played for me when he was back in Little League. Talked to Matt on the phone last week to interview him for the article that was in the newspaper. So I'm going to let you listen in on part of that interview. Let me set the stage for you. Matt, back before COVID, had been in
Chicago Fire once before, and he also appeared in Chicago Med. And he said things kind of went wonky in the TV industry right after that. Maybe work was tough to come by. So he's kind of getting back online now and getting opportunities to appear in some programs. So here's what Matt had to say about this opportunity to be on Chicago Fire.
So I can't talk a lot about it just because of spoilers and stuff like that. But essentially, I'm just like a regular Joe. I'm in a car accident, and the person that I hit, it doesn't go well for. So yeah, so it's a series. It's on NBC. Right now, I've shot 2 episodes for it, and then, unless something else changes, I'm supposed to be on for a 3rd episode later on in the season as well. They're already in the middle of the season, so I'm in episodes 15 and 16, and then potentially another one later on. So they just aired episode 12. Yeah, I mean, I wish it was a full-time gig. I just, right now, it's just kind of, you know, auditioning, doing, you know, whatever I can. Yeah, so it's just kind of whenever things pop up and I'm available, I do them.
Also in our conversation, I started digging into how he got his start in acting, and he tells me it was right here at Crittenden County High School, actually back in middle school.
We had speech team in middle school, so that kind of had me dip my toe in it a little bit. And then in high school, we did a few, like I think I remember doing Macbeth, and for like an AP class, and it was just something that always interested me. I never thought it would be anything that I'd want to pursue. Went to Murray State, just kind of did my prerequisites and needed to find a major. And so I just started kind of taking random classes. I saw an acting 101 class. I was just like, sure, it'll be an easy A, why not? And then got in there and I was like, okay, this makes sense for me. And so from there, just kind of declared the major and, you know, got my degree in theater studies, but it's a bachelor of science.
So Matt will be appearing on episodes 15 and 16. And I think this week, Chicago Fire is episode 13. So he will be appearing in that program in March. So keep your eye out for Matt Collins, a Crittenden County graduate. I have some news about the Crittenden County Blue Knights chess team. They're celebrating some success last weekend at the Quad A Regional Scholastic Chess Tournament. That was, again, on February 15th at Paducah-Tillman. As a team, Riker Bryant, Aria Ford, and Russell Vince secured second place in the K-5 division and will advance to the team state competition in March. Individually, Ford placed first in the under 600 rating category, and Vince placed 3rd among all individuals in the K-5 division. So congratulations to those folks, and we wish them good luck at the next level. And for those of you who may need a warm place over the next few days as these temperatures dip down into single digits, Crittenden County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb tells us that the Crittenden County Office Complex out in Industrial Park South will be open at night for a warming center. Now, there will be limited seating available there, and he suggests anyone needing space to bring folding chairs for your comfort. And if you plan to show up out there, you need to give them a call at 270-965-3500. That's 965-3500, and request further details and information about how to gain access to that warming center.
Well, friends, it's still winter. Everybody's favorite season. This is Shanna over at H&H, and I'm here to tell you we have everything that you need to keep you and your home warm this season. Not only that, we want to be your building center. You got a project you're working on now? Got one coming up in the spring? We want to be a part of it. So drop in and see us. Give us a call, 270-965-2700, Or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We got some really exciting things happening.
Well, yes, Shanna, it's still winter, but spring is just around the corner, and I want to tell you about some opportunities to start your seeds and get ready for growing season. You can join the Crittenden County Extension Service for a class on starting seeds and using cold frames. Crittenden County FFA and Ag Tech class have built cold frames that will be available to purchase for $125, and all proceeds go back to the Crittenden County Ag Tech programs. Now you'll be able to join this program on Thursday, March the 6th. That starts at 5:30 p.m. and that will be out at the Crittenden County Agriculture Building. You may know it as the Lions Club Building. That's out at the fairgrounds. So March 6th, that's on a Thursday, 5:30 p.m. And you can learn how to get your seeds started early and get a jump start on the growing season. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, all this snow is going to take a toll on the last week of regular basketball season. The playoffs start next week. Crittenden County had a game snowed out earlier in the week. The boys game against Hopkinsville was canceled as well. Now the Lady Rockets are scheduled to host McLean County on Thursday, and the Rockets are supposed to host Hopkins Central on Friday, but it's yet to be determined whether those games will be able to be played with the weather conditions as they are. I would say the chances are pretty slim. We will keep you posted on that at the Press Online. Just to kind of give you a rundown, starting next week, as I mentioned, the 5th District Tournament begins. It will be at Trigg County. The standings in the 5th District, Crittenden County is the regular season champion based on RPI. Crittenden and Lyon County both had 5-1 records in the district. Livingston County finishes third, and Trigg County finishes fourth. And so on Monday, the Lady Rockets will play the host school, Trigg County, down at Cadiz. So that game will begin at 6 p.m., and then Lyon County will play Livingston County at 7:30. Now, that's if everything is snowed out and the RPI does not change, because there were a couple of ties. But based on the way things are looking, that's going to be your schedule Monday. Now, the boys' 5th District Tournament, Lyon County has won that hands down. They will play Crittenden County. That will also be down at Cadiz. That game will be Tuesday at 6 p.m., and then Livingston Central will take on the host team, Trigg County, at 7:30. The girls' championship will be Thursday, February 27th, and the boys' championship will be February 28th. Then the district tournament, the regional tournaments will kick off the following week. The girls will be at Christian County and the boys at Madisonville. In college basketball, the Kentucky Wildcats dropped from number 15 to 17 after losing at unranked Texas on Saturday. The Cats will play tonight at 6 p.m. at Rupp Arena. They will be hosting Vanderbilt, a team they lost to down in Nashville earlier this season. Auburn is the number one team in the College Basketball Associated Press rankings. Florida is number two, Duke three, Alabama four, Houston is five, and Tennessee is six. Then another SEC team, Texas A&M, comes in at seventh. As I mentioned, Kentucky's down at number 17, and the University of Louisville comes in this week in the top 25 at number 25. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Be safe, stay in, wait till these roads get cleared up, and we'll talk to you again on Friday.